Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, a snapshot of what's going on includes one all-star Super Bowl winning quarterback getting slammed by his league for four games of a suspension, plus a new charge for his criminal ex-teammate who is in the mix when it comes to what has happened in a courtroom with Aaron Hernandez, witness intimidation for the former New England Patriots player. A lot of you could care less about that kind of stuff because you're dealing with trees that have been uprooted, rushing rivers through the neighborhood that were once creeks. It's unbelievable the weather that some have gone through in the last couple of days. Mother's Day was a mess for many. I think the scariest thing I saw was a very pregnant woman who was being jostled about in a basket that was rescuing her, although thank goodness for that basket, and she had a baby in her hands, and everybody, I think, assumed it was her baby, but apparently it was somebody else's baby that they handed her to get the baby to safety. And then there was an elderly lady that was also in the house that they pulled out too as well. So how about that? And there were people that were stuck, got caught when suddenly they found themselves in the middle of what looked like an ocean as they were just simply driving. And got caught, you know, got caught in the overflow. And that's what it's been like. And then the tornadoes. I mean, like the movie Twister from the 90s with starring Helen Hunt, this stuff is real. I mean, it looks like what you saw in that movie. And we say this all the time, unless you have been through a tornado, there is nothing like seeing that devastation, especially from overhead. Because you'll see these houses here and there, either on one side of the block or just sporadically, that are totally fine. And then next to it, it looks like the Jolly Green Giant stepped on the house and smashed it to smithereens. And how sad to see those people who hopefully escaped, and most did, although there were some deaths. But then go back to find that this is, you know, now we got to pick up the pieces. Now here's the reality of this. And it's rough. Rough stuff, definitely. In the meantime, when it comes to the politics that is, I'm proud to announce nobody else has declared for president. We're on presidential declaration announcement patrol, I guess, until we hit 2016. And by then, everybody, I'm assuming, would be in, but you never know. We could flip the calendar over, and then we might have a few new people that throw in. Somebody told me today, in fact, I got a ton of emails on this, was I sad that American Idol was going to be canceled in 2016? Oh, so sad. I can't tell you how sad I am. I never watched American Idol other than to see commercial spots and know who some of the singers were that had a little bit of fame, but I never watched it. I didn't ever sit down and watch that reality show. It was at one time, I guess, one of the more popular reality television shows, and then, of course, others spawn out and people start to watch those, and I think 15 years is a good run, right? So I'm sorry for all the people that were upset that the world is collapsing over American Idol. Isn't there another show where people sing? The Voice, right? So you can jump over to that. I guess one network is happy that the one is canceling this show. That makes sense, doesn't it? As I say often, a snapshot of what we're dealing with here in the United States. And there are so many serious things. There's no question about it. But the Tom Brady question was talked about in all the backyards. There are a lot of fans of the NFL. I'm one of them. I hate to see the concussions, the domestic violence things that have happened recently, Ray Rice, especially ridiculous. But we do like our NFL. Four games for Brady means he will miss some really big games in the beginning of the season. Then $1 million fine. I think they expected a big fine, but I don't know that they expected that they would also lose draft picks. A first round draft pick in 2016, and then I think it's a fourth round pick in 2017. So, I mean, there you go. Fourth round in 2017. So he misses the September 10th game against Pittsburgh, then week two at Buffalo, a home game against Jacksonville, and a game at Dallas. If it stands, because he's appealed it, he would return the week of the Patriots-Colts rematch in Indianapolis, and he would be replaced by Jimmy Garoppolo. Don't you know that name? If you don't, I'll tell you that he was a second-round pick selection in 2014 from Eastern Illinois. So how about that? Brady will appeal. His agent says this is ridiculous and outrageous, and the Wells report was just a bunch of nonsense. And Tom Brady has massive support from New England. There's some people listening to us in New England. I think the punishment was very surprising to a lot of people. They didn't expect it to be... At least they didn't expect four games. I think they expected maybe a game. By the way, the two equipment staffers, who we should believe, I guess, just decided to deflate the footballs on their own, they carried out the plan for sure. And one idiot called himself the deflator, so that's not a good thing. But they both are out. I like how they say indefinitely. Indefinitely they are suspended. And then ultimately, I think it pretty much sums it up, and it's worth repeating if you've heard me say this already. Sorry, but Vincent wrote letters to the team because ultimately he was the one that had to kind of announce it. And I thought what he said was interesting, you know, writing to Tom Brady and saying that there was credible evidence as to what had happened here. And saying that, you know, there is a responsibility factor in this, in the case of people who take the field. He's saying, here's a quote, each player, no matter how accomplished and otherwise respected, has an obligation to comply with the rules and must be held accountable for his actions when those rules are violated. And the public's confidence in the game is called into question. Troy Vincent is the NFL Executive VP of Football Operations. Wouldn't it be great if the people on the Hill in Congress would have to, like, raise your right hand? No congressperson or senator, no matter how accomplished and respected, has an obligation. All of them have an obligation to comply with the rules and must be held accountable. Even if we had the word accountable, wouldn't that be great? If you could televise all of them. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. Stay with us. Coming up next, more on Tom Brady from a lawyer's point of view. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's Dr. A when the people start to move.
I've been talking about this actually all day long. I've been on a bunch of radio shows as a guest. And here we are on this radio show, America Tonight. Tom Brady is suspended for four games. And, of course, the Patriots are fined and they lose a bunch of picks as well. In our virtual green room, attorney John Snyder, who is a recognized trial advocate and creative legal strategist. I love that. And here's a big thing, too. He's recently named to the American Society of Legal Advocates Top 40 Under 40 list of New York litigators. John, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, so the first thing is, you heard about what Brady got, you know, the four-game suspension. They're fined a bunch of dough, and they lose a bunch of picks. Fair or foul? Do you think the NFL came down too hard, or this is pretty much right on?
I am shocked. I am shocked by what I heard. I think it is completely out of line and far more harsh than I think anybody expected, given the circumstances. Look, last year when Ray Rice knocked out his fiance with a left hook, how long did Roger Goodell give Ray Rice? Two games.
Yeah.
You're telling me that inflating a ball half a pound too light is twice as bad as knocking out your wife in an elevator? It's crazy.
But do you think that Goodell did that because of all the flack that he took? You're right about comparing domestic violence to taking air out of the football, deflating it. But do you think the reason, part of the reason why, and of course he's not going to cop to this, that the commissioner did that is because of the pressure and the heat that he took for the Ray Rice deal?
Well, if he was looking to avoid pressure by doing this, I think he made a real miscalculation. Because by doing this, taking away a first-round draft pick next year, taking away a fourth-round draft pick in 2017, if he thinks that he's not declaring war on Bob Kraft, the most powerful man in the NFL, I think he's mistaken. I think he's picked a very bad enemy.
So we know that Brady will appeal this. You think he wins his appeal?
I think he definitely wins his appeal because, look, we don't even have a finding that Brady actually did anything, ordered anything. What we have is conjecture that it's more likely than not that Brady was, quote-unquote, generally aware of what these two knuckleheads were doing with the ball. Now, look, I think Tom Brady was going to get punishment. I think he deserved some degree of punishment, probably a fine, perhaps a one-game suspension, simply for his lack of cooperation with the investigation. But what I think is really shocking and surprising is the action he took against the Patriots organization. Fined them $1 million, and more importantly, took away their first-round pick next year and their fourth-round pick in 2017, where there's been findings, affirmative findings by Ted Wells, a very, very good lawyer, that Belichick had no involvement, the coaches had no involvement, management had no involvement, and the ownership had no involvement. I really am at a loss to understand Goodell's logic here.
All right, so we want to find out what you think. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. If you're his lawyer, if you're Tom Brady's lawyer, John, do you just tell him don't say anything right now, or maybe he should come out and have a press conference and talk to people? He's already done that and danced around. He's not very good, frankly, when he jumps in front of the reporters and he has to be answering questions about this whole thing with the football. Would you tell him, hey, let's just not really say too much about it right now? What would you advise him?
Well, you know, if he had asked me 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would have advised him to have his story straight and have a very good explanation of what Tom Brady did or did not do and to get in front of it. Unfortunately, Brady didn't hire me, so he didn't get that advice. At this point, I think it's in Brady's best interest to keep his mouth shut and save his arguments for the appeal, which I'm reasonably certain he's going to win.
Yeah, and then if he wins, of course, then they knock that down. So you know that Boston is exploding right now. People are so upset. Boston fans, Patriot fans, really, that's who they are. And you said it. The one thing that I would say, because I'm not so sure in the games, I think Brady was really smug about it. We have kind of a different take sports-wise on it, but the comparison to the Ray Rice thing is very good because how do you give Ray Rice 2 games and then you give him 4? So you look at it that way, and it's just insane. And I think it's because Goodell felt like, okay, I'm going to make a big stand. But making a big stand against Robert Kraft when, you know, he serves at the, well, let's face it, the pleasure of the owners, do you think he'll be on kind of shaky ground? I think Kraft's going to be looking to take him out.
I'm going to make this prediction right now. It is March 11th, 2015. It's May 11th, 2015. On May 11th, 2016, the commissioner of the NFL will not be Roger Goodell.
Wow. All right. I love that, John. You could be right because I wouldn't want to mess with Robert Kraft. I agree. Other than Jerry Jones in a different way, I think he is the most powerful owner. No question about it. John Snyder, thanks so much for coming on with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Here on America Tonight, talking about what happened with Tom Brady, and you certainly can weigh in on this at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You heard the attorney, and obviously he was a Patriots kind of guy, I think, but thought it was outrageous and unbelievable. And I did get some emails like that from some people that they couldn't believe what they you know, what they saw, what they heard, meaning that the NFL handed down four games, $1 million, all that kind of stuff. But I don't think it's really that surprising. Anywhere between 4 and 8 is pretty much what I was thinking was going to happen. And so it fell into the 4 category, just made it onto my scale, where I thought if it was less than 4, that was ridiculous, because then it showed it had no teeth. It was just one game that wasn't enough for what happened in the Colts game against the Colts, and whether they would have blown them out or not. He broke the rules, and they circumvented the rules. The equipment people got thrown under the bus, I think, ultimately for it, but you can't tell me that Tom Brady didn't know it. I mean, how could he not know it? Of course he knew it. Of course he knew it. So let's see what they ultimately have to say about, you know, the Patriots, what they ultimately have to say officially, like Robert Kraft, not just through spokespeople or lawyers or whatever. Deflategate. I mean, the NFL sacked their star quarterback for 4 games for his role. And, you know, obviously hit them in the wallet, too. And also knocked out some lowly equipment people, but, you know, hit them in all areas. So the reaction to this was all over the place. There were people, you know, in the 140-character world, this is where everybody reacts, who had something to say about Tom Brady, certainly some former players and whatnot. Shannon Sharp says, exactly what I thought. So Brady gets suspended 4 games, too much, not enough, or just right. Then you had Magic Johnson say, with Tom Brady being suspended for 4 games, the commissioner came down hard and fair. Tom, the fans will miss you for those games. You think? I think so. Funny or die said, Tom Brady suspension proves cheaters never win. They just get 4 Super Bowl rings, $150 million, and a hot wife. Wait, losing sounds awesome. Donald Trump says people are so jealous of Tom Brady and the Patriots. No court could convict based on the evidence. They can't beat him on the field. So this. Steve Weatherford said Tom Brady suspended 4 games. That's just ridiculous. They are comparing it to steroid use. Preposterous. What are your thoughts? D.L. Hughley says Tom Brady is suspended for 4 games for deflating balls. Good thing he wasn't smoking weed. Wow. Brady Quinn, apparently probably deflating footballs is worse than DV. Oh, my, oh, my. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Another version of the good stuff. So what does that mean? George Zimmerman in the news again, injured during a Florida road rage accident, but it wasn't really a road rage accident. I don't know why they classify it as that. Here's what happened. He's had a bunch of legal scrapes, of course, since he was acquitted in the death of Trayvon Martin. This time, a shooting in Lake Mary, Florida. He had a confrontation with a guy, Matt Apperson, who reported the shooting to 911. Last September, Apperson had a confrontation during what police said was a road rage incident. So I guess that was what they're referring to. No charges were filed. So the bottom line is the guy who represents Zimmerman told the AP that a bullet missed Zimmerman's head. He was sprayed with glass from the windshield and other debris. And the lawyer added that Zimmerman was treated and released from the hospital. Zimmerman, who is, here's your number, 31, shot and killed Trayvon Martin back in 2012 when he was coming back from a convenience store. Remember that whole thing? And people often refer back to that. Now it's, you know, 2015, and there are other stories that carry through. But anyway, Zimmerman has had a bunch of legal things that have happened in the wake of that since the whole Martin thing, and this is just the latest one, but the fact that it narrowly missed him, almost killed him, boy, that, of course, made big news because his name alone attracts attention because his name was in the was in the headlines for, you know, so long. A Santa Ana mayor has to pay $13,000 over accusations that he violated fair political practices. Wouldn't it be great if they cracked down more on other people for these kind of things? So he conceded to the violations in the deal, which is what led to that. And so that was the amount of that he had to pay. He had to pay that to settle. That was the only way he could get out of it, basically, because he profited from a real estate deal with an auto parts dealer and then voted to make the business owner the city's exclusive contractor. Oh, that's convenient, isn't it? Let me see. What can I do? So they're going to vote on whether to accept the settlement, but they probably will. There's been a threat of criminal charges, but the statute of limitations passed in January, so he probably gets out of that. This is the, by the way, Miguel Pulido admitted 6 violations of the Political Reform Act. So that's the Santa Ana mayor. And that's pretty blatant, too, don't you think? If you're the exclusive contractor, how much money do you have in your wallet? Let me see. How much is too much? No, there's never too much. How much can you possibly give us? All right, here's another one for you. When it comes to We Can Count, there's been a little bit of a debate about this. At the halftime of each home game last season, the New England Patriots invited a soldier on the field to honor the troops. They were dressed in camouflage. They smiled, waved to the crowd, and it was a really feel-good moment. The True Patriot Program is what it's called. But it wasn't just, you know, this whole patriotism thing. It was a $225,000 advertising deal between the team and the Massachusetts and New Hampshire National Guard. You know, the military, of course, has advertised its sporting events during sports broadcasts. It's a very common thing. But these new revelations about deals between pro football teams and the National Guard have been kind of, have caused controversy over, you know, should the league be more transparent about what's a display of goodwill toward the troops and what's a paid advertisement? So this report on government waste that came out last week by Senator John McCain detailed that expenditure and questioned why the Guard spent, ready for this number, it's kind of shocking, $49.1 million on sports sponsorships in 2014. So some of that money funded programs by NFL teams that was just like the True Patriot thing. Okay, so that's a problem, right? What could they do with that money? How many soldiers come back that desperately need money? I mean, for the teams, it's a no-brainer. Of course they're going to take it. I'll give you an example of it. The New York Jets and the New Jersey National Guard for the 2012 season, they had this thing called Hometown Hero feature, and during the regular season games at MetLife, one or two soldiers would have their picture on the stadium video screens. Their names would be announced over the PA while they watched the game from the coaches' club. You know how much the Jets got for that? From 2011 to 2014, $377,000. $377,000. So, of course, we, the people, see it and we're like, woohoo! And they are legitimate soldiers and have done some incredible things, heroic things or whatever. But wonder what they're getting for that appearance. They should get money. That's what I'm saying. Hey, you just serve for however long. Well, then shouldn't that be like an appearance for them where they get an appearance fee? And maybe they do, and I'm wrong about that. But, boy, that's crazy money. Because I can just think of other places where that money could be used, right? I don't know that obviously they think the advertising does something because maybe it spurs people to recruit, to sign up, I suppose. I guess that's the thought there. Probably. All right. This is a creepy story. Under a supermarket in France, they found a mass, and I remember talking about this, a mass grave that was thought to be part of a hospital cemetery And it showed the lives of ordinary Parisians during the Middle Ages. So, I don't know. And I've seen it now from a couple different versions of it. It actually is cool in the sense that it's history. So, you know, medieval. Can you imagine? How many skeletons did they find? 316 in total. So that's why they think it was a hospital. And this, that's what this grave is. That it's, in a way, an archaeological treasure. That even though it's a little grisly, because it is bones, that it shows something, that this was the population. There was something about this that, you know, who was there. And I guess what they've seen in trying to uncover it is they think there are babies and young kids and teenagers. And, you know, if they were young, the skeletal remains, that shows that there was some kind of a mortality problem, a crisis. That's probably why they're thinking of when it was, what, you know, what year it was. And in this pit, there were 170 that were aligned head to toe. Then they found other graves that were jumbled, you know, a sign, they say, to rush to bury the dead during an epidemic, which makes sense. Now they're going to do this whole DNA testing to see if they can learn more about what possibly could have caused that. But I think it's pretty... I think it's pretty interesting, actually. The Saudi king has decided not to go to these U.S. meetings. I think that pretty much shows that, ooh, that relationship is kind of a non-factor. And what happened, in case you don't know the full story, and I've talked about this a little bit, King Salman of Saudi Arabia decided to skip a summit meeting called by President Obama. So I guess it's kind of our new reality with the Middle East. We're at odds in many ways, and especially when it comes to the Arab population. But both countries are trying to say that the king's absence was not a snub, even if it was hard to ignore that it looked like that. It wasn't a snub, because you think of the nuclear accord with Iran, the Islamic State, a lot of unrest. That was the whole Arab Spring, and what really transformed the world energy markets. There's no question that the differences have really been highlighted. And in the 70 years since Franklin D. Roosevelt met with King Aziz, the relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia, the New York Times did a thing on this, has been pretty complicated. Clashing values, cynicalness, you know, what was the common denominator? And I guess what would still be the common denominator? It would be peace, stability, to have some sort of stability. But that goes along with who do you trust and who don't you trust, I think. And the Saudi king, I suppose, just decided, nah, I'm not going to make this trip. But I don't want anyone to think there's something to this. So don't think that there was anything nefarious about it, or it was. Don't classify it as a snub. Because, geez, it really wasn't a snub. It's a snub. He would have gone. He sent emissaries. There was other people, almost everyone around him except for himself. I think that pretty much tells you right there, doesn't it? That, I mean, how more, much more clear do you have to spell it out? I think we pretty much got it, right? I think we got it. All right, stay with us. Another version of We Can Count, all those numbers in the books, folks. Coming up next, the silly, the ridiculous, and the I just shake my head as we wind down this hour of America tonight.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For this hour of America tonight, and we're going out to our pal, Grim. Hey, Grim, what's happening?
Well, I kind of held off hoping to hear from Dan or Izzy, or I thought even Jack would weigh in on this, you know, Brady deal. But, you know, I figured I'd call back in, you know, because, you know, the guy you had on, he was pretty much right on, but still yet he has the other side of the deal where I've heard that they say, well, you got to do something because look what New Orleans went through.
Yeah, Sean Payton got booted for a year, the coach, yeah.
And because they were, you know, incentive pay to, you know, take their heads
bounty.
Off. The bounty and I mean, Kate, we're getting down like like I said, we're getting down now. Well, don't take his head off, you know, just slowly bring him down and be nice to him. And I mean, you remember I talked about the, we're going to get to the point with this mental, teleporting the ball.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even if you get down to that, remember the movie Scanners?
Yeah.
How are we going to penalize somebody for exploding the other player's head?
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
You know, it's just, it don't matter which way you go. It's just, like I said, this to me, this is all propaganda to keep the NFL in the highlight so that they can get more viewers. I mean, to fix the problem is simple, isn't it?
It is. I agree with you. But to keep it out there is another thing. And
oh,
so
yeah.
The more conversation, there's like massive conversation about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, too. That $45 million, give mm-hmm. it to the cheerleaders. Hey.
No kidding. Give it to some other people. Yeah.
I could enjoy, you know, having a rich, you know, cheerleader girlfriend from Denver.
I bet.
I'm all for them girls. I mean, yeah, they work hard. I mean, it's pretty sad and pathetic that strippers make more than they do.
I know. You remember that from the lawsuits. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I think you ought to re-air that one.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, the fact that you've got a couple of Raider cheerleaders and some others because they're getting paid $100 a game, it's nutty. $100 and they have to pay for everything else for themselves anyway and to get there and whatever.
Yeah, it's coming out of there. $100
yeah.
bucks don't even cover what they have to
do. No. Whatever they have to do, yeah. Yeah, I was so stunned when I heard that. I didn't think that they were getting rich, but certainly I didn't think that was what was happening. I mean, really, come on. All that work, and plus the abuse they have to take because they have to be perfect. I mean,
oh,
they have to
yeah.
work out all those hours and everything else that's in between. So it takes a lot of work. It's not that they show up and they just look good and woohoo, we know how to do this. No, there is so much more that goes into it. I mean, it's crazy the amount of work they put into it.
Yeah, and I haven't really heard anything more about it.
They're still in litigation waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's being tied up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's why I say you need to re-air that, because this is the perfect time, because, you know, now the dust is settled. Bring this up.
Yeah, that's true. We'll bring some of those cheerleaders back on. That's a great suggestion, Grim. Thanks. We talked to a cheerleader and her attorney, and this was probably, gosh, about 8 months ago maybe. And I know that a lot of it is still tied up, but they're trying to get a fair settlement for the cheerleaders. I mean, it's just crazy what they get paid. And then some people say, well, wow, they get to be at the game, and can't they make money off of that? Well, no, they can't make. There's so many rules. There's so many things they can't do that they can't. That goes to the ridiculous, right? How about this? Starbucks wins in a cop's hot coffee damages suit. Speaking of lawsuits, boy, their coffee sure is hot, too, when you pick it up. But this jury in North Carolina said they're not liable for damages after a Raleigh cop said he suffered third-degree burns from a cup of coffee spilling in his lap 3 years ago. Lieutenant Kaur was seeking damages anyway of up to $750,000 from Starbucks, but the jury decided 10 to 2, that Starbucks owed him nothing. You can just bet that they were watching this one, because if he won that, oh, there'd be so many people that would be looking to go after Starbucks for, you know, XYZ. But that's what happens, and they know that. So that's why they have lawyers, because if remember, McDonald's had the hot coffee thing, too. And then there was a thing about frivolous lawsuits and people bringing frivolous lawsuits, and the coffee was one of them. There were some other things, too, like somebody put a rat in the chicken at Kentucky Fried. A lot of times it's fast food places that seem to get hit the worst by those kinds of things. because that's probably easy pickings in some ways. Although there could be somebody who legitimately had a claim, too, and so that's not fair. How about this? It's not fair, I guess, when $179 million is just a nothing burger. You decide, you know what, I really want that Picasso painting. I'm not sure what it means. It's kind of one of those strange Picassos, but I'm going to get it. But this Picasso painting set a record for art at an auction. It sold for, like I said, $179 million. Yeah. The Women of Algiers is what it was. It was at Christie's. And the auction house announced that it broke the record. Oil on canvas painting. It had a lot of different colors in it. I can remember actually seeing it. And it was kind of an ode to his friend Matisse, who died weeks before Picasso started painting it. And that's, you know, it's one that you would recognize, I think, if you know anything about Picasso's stuff. But 179, wow. And that painting, they sold the painting once before in 1997. How much they sold it for then? 31.7. That's getting your value, huh? Oh, hang on to this for a couple of decades, and then we'll see. We'll trot it back out again and see what it can do. And it certainly did. It certainly made some money for the owner of that painting. It is a big wow. 179 million reasons why. It's good to be king, I guess, when you say, I kind of like that. Yeah, I kind of like that. Right? All right, the Brady thing in wrapping this up, we'll know later. We'll know, well, we won't know later this week. That'd be shocking if we did. We'll know before the season what happened with the appeal and whether or not it goes away, you know, probably sometime in the summer we find that out, maybe sooner. Although, usually those processes take a little bit longer, so I can't imagine it's going to be overnight. Will they just wipe away the 4-game suspension or reduce it, cut it in half to 2 games? That's another possibility. The money is still going to be the same, the $1 million, and the other parts of that, I think losing the picks, I can't imagine that that's going to be reduced. But how about the games for Brady? Because he's appealing that, so specifically on Brady. You know, Kraft can complain about the other parts of it, but I don't think that's going to change. I think strictly it's going to be on the amount of games. So there you have it. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me, you know, that day or night, 24/7. Kate Delaney saying, make it count, America.
With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.